I made a mistake on the last audio boo. I actually got Lady Gaga's name wrong. I called her Gargu or something. I was that wound up, so it annoyed me, so I've decided to redo the audio boo. What I was discussing on the last audio boo before I went and deleted it was there was an article on the Guardian website, the Guardian newspaper, which is at guardian.co.uk, and they're discussing the Lady Gaga video for a track called Telephone. And this YouTube video for the track has had 500,000 hits within 12 hours, and they've come up with a rather nice little subtitle at the top of the page: 9-minute duet with Beyoncé already being touted by some as successor to Michael Jackson's Thriller. Now, that's the sort of hype that we get these days, and that's all it is, because after watching the video, I'm afraid Lady Gaga's provocative video, which is another way of saying in your face, I'm afraid her video just doesn't have the same sort of quality as Michael Jackson's Thriller had. And also, it's rather interesting to say, you know, it's a successor to Michael Jackson's Thriller. Michael Jackson's Thriller was unique for the time, and it also helped launch MTV. It came at a critical point because record companies finally realised that if you produce a really great music video, it will sell the record. Now, nowadays, you can get music from all over. I mean, we're bombarded by these things. So, something special coming along and making a cultural difference, which is what Jackson's Thriller video did. It served as a template for music video making. And I'm afraid Lady Gaga's video, well, it's not very subtle, which, you know, you shouldn't really expect anything subtle from Lady Gaga, should you? But the thing that really, really irritated me was how poorly the product placement was included in the video. If you go to YouTube and type in Lady Gaga telephone featuring Beyoncé, you should come up with the video, and just watch through it and see how many times you spot the mobile phone that she uses and the length of the shot, the length of time that is spent just focusing in on what looks like a Nokia. They all look the same these days, but it looks like some sort of it's certainly a high-end smartphone anyway. And just notice how long they just dwell on it and what she does with it, because it's the most unsubtle product placement I think I've ever seen in a video or film or anything. A product placement well done, you should notice it, but you shouldn't notice that you've noticed it. Anyway, on that rather philosophical note, I will end this audio boo. Until the next time, thanks for listening. Bye bye.